Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for anybody who wants to turn their life around, who wants to change themselves for that greater good, really wants to evolve, really wants to work themselves towards something better. You are listening to Organic Pimpin'. Through the ingredients, it embodies my soul. I'm co-host Talk Dude, and on the other side of this line is the one and only Comedy Organic OK.
Hey, hello, everyone. This is Comedy Organic OK. The day is October International Disabled Awareness Month. I'd like to say thank you to my co-host, Talk Dude.
You're welcome.
Being on the show, I'd like to thank those out there that are, you know, turning around their experience with how the label is being digested within people's ability. So this understanding of what we're talking about. Organic pimping through the ingredients that bothers my soul. Now, how are women doing today? Hope you had, you know, wonderful moving forward in the directions of seeing your goals be presented. You know, this organic pimping. How you been doing today, Talk Dude? What you been up to?
Not a lot, actually. I've basically been nourishing my own soul. I've been doing things to feed my own thoughts, basically, and to basically self-improve. Do a little bit of that every single day, as often as I can. That's what I've been doing.
Okay, it's good to hear. So one of the days, stay tuned in, because this show, it's about what we are evolving into. We're going to have plenty of guests and plenty of things to share with you along the way. This show is more based in organic platform of how we bring guests, how we talk about people. Once the guest there, once the person there, you'll know about it. Beforehand, you won't know about it. That's how we do it. We want to keep it natural. Whoever show up, they show up when they show up. You hear them when you hear them, and that's when you hear them. You know? And I want to keep it, you know, experience. You find out about somebody, you know, and you enjoy it. And that's what it is, right? So the biggest message, the most, you know, organic things you get in life sometimes are free, right? So, you know, let's allow the experience to be naturally free, right? You know, so that's the thing. Appreciating this moment. You know, my name is Comedian Organic OK. Comedy Organic OK. That's what I'm moving through. I appreciate all those listeners that's calling from different time zones. Some places where people are listening from, that is in different time zones, and it may be tomorrow technically. Some people, yeah, it is. Some place right now is tomorrow. And to appreciate those that are, you know, getting ready for the next day, because there's morning time for those. And I want to appreciate those moments that we get lost. And so I'd like to say thank you for listening. Thank those out there. See,
I'm thanking every single buddy out there who might hear this, who wants to get into the concept of organic pimping, and even what we're doing this month on behalf of the handicapped. Thank you. The world thanks you for this.
For the world, I'm thanking through the world. And I'm appreciating every single part of the world as the world reflecting then, you know, appreciation that they give me. And I appreciate those people. I appreciate that harvest. Harvest giving me the insight of understanding the appreciation, how the process is evolving, right? And I appreciate that. Now, think about this, Talk Dude. What do you want to give someone the experience that's in a different part of the world, that not looking at you as oh, he's this, but truly free and vulnerable? Think about that. Someone's truly free and vulnerable. You want to keep them giving that old, dry conversation, like you don't really care, you're really not, you're like, you're dead. Is that really what you want someone to hear? is a dead conversation. 1 second, sir. Go ahead and say what you got to say. I'm going to be on standby for a moment.
No, that's not what I want. I hope that somebody basically gets to know me and understand that I am more than just my handicap. I mean, sometimes I let it get in the way. Sometimes my disability, how I'm handicapped, sort of takes over. It does the driving. And that's a terrible thing. You mustn't ever let basically your handicap define you entirely. We've got to overcome that. I want to be known as me. I want to basically be able to engage people. I mean, that's one of the things I was studying today, how to basically just be social, how to have that sort of awareness that basically helps, how to find some peace and serenity and all that. And every single person out there should be pushing themselves, should be treating themselves like they're number one. When you look out for number one, tend to move up to number one. I'm not saying you should only think about number one, but consider it. Better yourself. Everybody connect. Now, let me tell you something. For a while, I didn't. I mean, I did let my handicap drive. I did let how is handicapped define me. I did. I'm guilty of that. I actually let the disability take over. It alienated me from some people. It made me upset. It made me feel like maybe I should hide into isolation. I was hiding from the world for a while. And then I learned I need to be part of the system and engage it.
Yeah, but this is what one of the things that don't find problems that don't necessarily exist. And that's what you're doing. You're finding problems. You ever seen some people, you can find 20 people, they can have all different types of experience of obstacles, I mean, oppositional things that they're dealing with, right? And based on the individuals, you're going to see another level of really blessings that they are really giving you within their wisdom, right? Because if somebody just talk about now, it's different types of experience, right? You got somebody that can be sound like they negative, but as you hearing experience, you can see a lot of things that they're bringing to fruition, right? You can get, you know, that information can be informative, right?
Mm-hmm.
But that's when that type of situation, if someone understands what they're saying and not pressed within problems, and that's going to be a different type of conversation compared to somebody that is just talking negative, just the negative face, right? And you would be drained. You'd be drained when you talk to someone that's always telling you negative all the time. All they talk about is negative stuff.
I don't want to talk about negative stuff, but look, I know everybody's got their negative stuff. I want them to hopefully listen to this and decide how they can power on through overcoming the beast. That's what a lot of what we're trying to do is about, getting over that mountain. You get the idea, don't you? I mean, basically, it's not if it's just talk about problems, talk about how to basically overcome them. Organic, tell me, what do you want to talk about? Organic?
Yeah, but if that's all what you're going to say, who gives people that much opportunity to just keep on describing misery with no substance or reality of change? If you're the person who recognizes it, how many people get fired all the time at the top level all the time for not being, you know, and not saying it's always right. Of course it's not always right. But think about how many people don't get a chance. You hear people are talking all the time about how their father got fired. He's been working at a job for 25 years. And then you meet the person and you hear them talk and you be like, how did you ever get a job working there? You can see that they have bad social skills. And having bad social skills and somebody that passion within people experience that take you different places. Take you different places, because what someone is going through at the moment, they need that help at that moment, not tomorrow morning when that's not helping that person, right? So you gotta recognize those things as the accomplishment of people's oppositional moments are being devastated, right? As the person being devastated, you know, and the person looks for anyone to help them right now. I ain't talking about tomorrow, but right now. And people understand how important it is to get help right away. You know? And then once it gets resolved and you hear people complain about, oh, I wouldn't help that person. You got through that problem, but that, you know, that could change a person's whole mindset based on no one helping them. So that could be looked at as a luxury. When someone can help you, you have the luxury to hear people complain about not helping you when it's already been resolved. You can sit there and let things cool off and your pain is not even at the full level no more. It's cooling off. You can just rest in your relief. Then you got the one that's always complaining and they don't realize it's not a given moment to get gifts of something that you don't necessarily get through. You will lose it. Those things make for crack. So you need to appreciate those moments.
I do. They're kind of special, aren't they? Make them warm and fuzzy all over. Very cuddly. You got to take pleasure in the smaller details of life, you know. I mean, the sunrise and sunset, the blue angels now that are flying overhead like crazy. That's going on right now, you know. The sprinklers when they go off. What do you think we should especially discuss? Let's get into a debate about something on tonight's show. What do you say? Organic. Organic. He did.